to the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Attacks. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Attacks. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about everything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site's super simple and easy to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals.
Well, with an emphasis on sector-based recruitment of economic development projects, the Oklahoma Department of Commerce is seeking applications for a business recruiter that's focused on the agricultural industry. Brent Kissling, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Department of Commerce, tells us more.
It's very important to the state of Oklahoma. We have completely revamped the way that we do our business recruitment at the Department of Commerce. It used to be that we would have a domestic team that would focus on companies in Atlanta and Houston, and then we'd have a global team that focus on Europe and Brazil. And now we have changed it to where every one of our individuals has a specific industry that they're focused on. Mm-hmm. And so we have somebody looking at aerospace, somebody looking at automotive, and now we're establishing a position with agricultural-based industries. We're taking applications right now. Anybody who's listening that would be interested in telling the story about Oklahoma to our agricultural businesses around the world, we'd love to hear from them.
Kissling says the individual would be interacting with agribusinesses, meat processing, equipment manufacturing, commodities, and more.
Right. They would be interacting with agribusinesses, whether it be meat processing, it could be equipment manufacturing. It could be dealing with commodities. It could be dealing with the value-added side of it. But they would be traveling the world. They may be in Europe one day. They may be Atlanta the next day. They may be working with our existing businesses in Oklahoma and helping them to grow as well. But we're looking for folks who have contacts within that industry, but more than anything else, that have energy and passion for the state of Oklahoma. That's really what it takes to bring those companies in.
Kissling went on to say that the hope is that they get someone who really speaks the language in each one of these industries, and that they will be working closely with the Oklahoma Agriculture Department. To learn more about this position or to apply for the job, you can go to okcommerce.gov. Well, the White House has released details of the American Families Plan. The bulk of the $1.8 trillion package is going to focus on education, direct support to low and middle income families, and extending tax breaks to families with children. President Biden plans to end other tax breaks to pay for the package, including the stepped-up basis. However, Biden says the reform will be designed with protections so that family-owned businesses and farms will not have to pay taxes when given to heirs who continue to run that business. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Veronica Nye recently explained, a longstanding provision of U.S. tax law is that a capital gains tax is not imposed when assets are transferred at death to an heir. Furthermore, tax laws allow the heir to increase the basis in the asset to fair market value without paying capital tax gains, which is referred to as step up in basis. You've got farm news on Ron.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority. But we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that we'll not change.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.